Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, Zo. What's up? Turn your microphone on, if you don't mind. Be a participant
today.
There we go. What do you say? What do you say?
Computer was giving me some issues.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Sorry.
My apologies. Take it up with IT. Wow, we had a press conference yesterday that came out of nowhere.
How about that?
Do you have any idea that was happening?
No.
Press conference for Kyrie Irving. I guess the point of it was to promote the movie. His Uncle Drew movie, which looks god-awful. Let me just state that first and foremost.
He's got to be so embarrassed.
If you're thinking about going to see that movie, I'd pass. Wait, have you seen the previews for it?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks terrible.
You ever see Shaq act in, what was that movie, Grown Ups or Grown Ups 2? Remember when Shaq was in that?
No, I never saw Grown Ups or Grown Ups 2.
Oh, okay, good.
So I passed on those bad movies, too.
That'll tell you how bad this one is, because you wouldn't go see it there. His acting is so freaking bad. And he's in this, and it's just got to be awful.
So he had this press conference, but he had a backdrop with the Celtics logo on it, so it looked like a Celtics press conference. I didn't understand. I'm seeing the tweets and the videos go up yesterday. I'm like, what is this? What is he doing? Why is this happening? This is great. I'm not complaining. Trust me. Love it. Love that he wanted to hold a press conference and talk in the middle of all these LeBron rumors, which, of course, he had to then address. He had to get to it.
Obviously, the speculation from the outside is inevitable. So, you know, you don't really try to control that narrative. Try to focus on what's important, what we need for going until next year, being aware of who we have now and what we're capable of and things that we need to kind of fix or, get done and, just go from there.
Okay.
Just remember that narrative.
Right.
Control that narrative.
He also hasn't talked to the Celtics at all about LeBron.
Yeah.
Yes,
have you guys had any conversations about just the LeBron rumors out there?
No.
He doesn't sound thrilled.
He doesn't sound thrilled about anything.
Uh-huh.
If you need a pitch man for anything, I would not have it be Kyrie
Irving.
Yeah,
you know, just remember what we're capable of and just remember to control that narrative. And, team's pretty good. And I haven't talked to anybody. Yeah. How's the movie going to be? Yeah, it's probably going to be all right. Yeah. You know? I should get in early.
Yeah, there's nothing electric about this guy at all. Off the floor.
Too much speak by him.
It's just such a downer. He always sounds like he's in a bad mood. I don't know. It's just his tone. He has tonality problems, is what it is. He hasn't had discussions with the team about his future. He hasn't talked about that. He rightfully said this would make no sense for an extension to happen this summer, which is true. Everyone knew that. I don't understand why anyone's even spent any time talking about that.
Because they don't understand numbers.
I mean, money.
He has a chance to make $80 million more on top of what he would make to re-sign now.
Right. He would take a huge cut in money.
Like, duh.
And he's not going to want to do it coming off an injury. The team would love to do it. Of course, the team would try and get something done. But why he would do it, I don't know.
It'd be such a team-friendly deal.
I don't know why he would do that. But he even admitted that he could play with LeBron. That anything is like possible in the NBA.
Sure is around here. Anything is possible.
So
Kevin Garnett said that.
I'm taking what he said yesterday, not at face value, though.
But what's he going to say?
Because I don't believe him.
He took the high road, though.
Of course he did.
He took the high road.
That's good for him.
I mean, he's got to take the high road. No, I can't play with him.
What's he going to say? No?
Yeah, no. I can play with anybody.
Did he sound annoyed by any of it? He sounded annoyed to me.
He sounded annoyed the entire press conference.
He did. Why is that? Why is this guy always sounding annoyed with everybody?
He didn't want to do it.
Here was the quote. In this business, I've experienced it all and I've seen a lot, so we'll see what management decides. That was his answer on if he'd be open to reuniting with LeBron. In this business, I've experienced it all.
Well, he's heard it all, too. So, I mean, if he's going out there to do this movie promo, you know he knows that the LeBron questions are coming, and that's probably why he's bugged. Like, I don't want to do this interview and get asked 18 LeBron questions. I'm here to talk about the movie. I don't know. He doesn't sound thrilled.
No, he doesn't, but he doesn't sound thrilled about anything, so it's hard to get a read on it.
Maybe his adenoids are still hurting.
Maybe they are. I have no idea. But I listened to him yesterday, and I think we got no closer to knowing if he's staying. It was more of the same, and he sounds annoyed with everybody, and he doesn't, I don't think, wants to play with LeBron. I can't take that comment at face value.
I don't.
I can't take anything he said yesterday at face value. Any of it. I don't think he wants to. That was the sense I got. Anyone else get a different sense?
I mean, Tom Brady says he pleads the fifth on some stuff, and then he says,
It felt like he was pleading the fifth.
Coach and I have a great relationship. No, you don't.
I mean, could the annoyance just be at the very notion that he might have to play with LeBron James again?
Yes.
I mean, is it all stem from that? I can't think of what else it would be. It's his movie. He's doing the press conference. He's got to do the promotion for it.
See, he got traded there.
He wants to come back and play, you know, basketball with the Celtics. I assume he is not happy with the way his season ended prematurely and watching his team go to the conference finals and take LeBron and the Cavs to Game 7 without him. So what's the source of the annoyance? My God, this is actually a thing that I have to address. Oh my
yep.
God. I was so happy to get out of there. I was so happy to get out from under that.
We'll see what management decides. That's code for I don't want that.
Right.
That's not something I control.
I got traded here. No, now he's a free agent. He can pick where he wants to go. I am scared.
No, I haven't spoken to the team about LeBron. Yeah, rumors are inevitable. They will happen. Yep, they will. Thinking, I can't get rid of this LeBron guy. I can't get rid of him.
We got to go back. We got to readdress some of the stuff when he left Cleveland.
And then he also talked about
why he wanted to leave.
What's important to him going forward? Did this make anybody feel better about what's important to you?
Kyrie, what's important to you going forward this year and beyond next year, personally and professionally?
I would say just the consistency, authenticity, and honesty, from everything that we're doing as a team and an organization, and doing something bigger than myself. That's what we all compete for.
Stop thinking!
Doesn't he sound like David Price a little bit?
Yes, no!
Doesn't he have a little David Price in him?
No, it's like, okay, what big words can I use?
No, he sounds a little like David Price. He does. He's got a little, he's a much better player than David Price.
Oh,
he's got a little bit of that David Price sound to him. He's got a little bit of that.
I am the outward thinker. Yeah. Just be better as a team, be bigger. There's things bigger than us. We need to be bigger. Authenticity, consistency. Opportunity.
I listened to it yesterday, and my sense is that idea that you could get LeBron and Kyrie to play together, probably not. That was what I took away from
it. I don't know.
That was my takeaway. Yeah, probably not. This guy's going to be pissed if they try and bring in LeBron. That was the tone I got from him, but I'm not entirely sure because he always sounds annoyed with everybody and everything. So I don't know. But if I had to take a stab at it, yeah, he's not loving the idea that these LeBron rumors are kicking around the Celtics. He doesn't want to answer more than one question a day, he said, about his future. And the media laughed at him, thought it was a joke, and he was not laughing. He wants to have one question a day about the future going forward. One a day. God, yeah, nice try, dude. Not happening. Not happening. Everyone had a chuckle and then immediately continued the questions about the future. And why he was, again, doing the press conference was to promote this movie? Okay.
Oh, that's going to make me go see
it. You want to sit down with the media in Boston to talk about your movie? They're not going to ask you
about
your movie.
Hardy, you in now? You may have been out on Uncle Drew. I think I'm in now. I am going to see this thing.
I'll give it a chance. I'll wait and see what other people say. The reviews do not look promising. I agree 100% with your assessment of Shaquille O'Neal's acting ability.
I'd rather cut grass with a pair of scissors.
Why didn't they just do like a Borat style, you know, gotcha feature length thing? You know?
Yeah.
Like have him show up at various playgrounds.
Right. With an ice cream truck and a bear.
Try and fool people.
Looking for Pamela Anderson.
Continue to try and fool people. I'd watch kind of Jackass style, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I would watch that. I don't know if I'm going to watch an actual, you know, storyline with an arc protagonist.
Look at those old guys. They can play ball.
A plot.
Man.
617-779-0985. What did you take away from Kyrie Irving speaking yesterday? My takeaway, if LeBron is in, Kyrie is out. That's what it appears. Even if it's not him being able to walk out the door on his own, he doesn't want to be here if LeBron is here. We'll get to your calls and more thoughts on Kyrie Irving speaking yesterday next.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyrie, if there was an opportunity to have you reunited with LeBron James, is that something you'd be open to or against?
Yeah, like I said, in this business, I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot, so, you know, we'll see what management is up.
Got a big announcement coming up at 10:50 today.
Sure do.
Big announcement.
Oh, it's big.
What do you got there?
I got a shirt.
Oh, it's a nice shirt. We'll tell you more about it coming up at 10:50. Mm.
Shirt do.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shirt.
Here's the deal. I can't work the phones. My phone thingy is broken. But well, Zoe can.
Zoe's busy changing shirts right now.
Yeah.
That's
sexy.
Terrifying.
So Zoe, tell us who's on the line.
Hey, Brian's on the line. Let's go to Brian and Quincy.
All right.
How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, how you guys doing?
I got two takes, and then I'll hang up and let you guys discuss. One is, I can't think of one other all-star in this league that gets shadowed by somebody the way that Kyrie gets shadowed by LeBron. It's almost like every time you mention LeBron and Kyrie, their names come up together. Second point is, Kyrie's obviously set himself up for this free agency world tour, like Kyrie Irving did, like Kevin Durant did. If he says he wants to stay with the Celtics, then why would these other teams roll out the red carpet and kiss his butt for him? And that's really what he's looking for. And I'll let you guys discuss. Thanks.
So he thinks that Kyrie wants what LeBron got, or wants what any other star player gets when they're a free agent, which is the recruitment. That's what he wants. He wants the recruitment.
Babies.
He wants to hit the market next year just so he has everybody telling him.
He wants to be Kevin Durant next year.
Probably.
Yeah. That's what he wants.
No, well, I shouldn't say probably. Maybe.
See, but what we found out, though, that basketball is pretty important to Kevin Durant. And we broke his balls because, you know, he went to Long Island, went out to the Hamptons, hubnubbing it. No, because his business partner was there. He made it easy for him. And then the Tom Brady thing did nothing to him. He said, okay, how's he going to help me win basketball games?
The thing with Durant is that he had butt his head up against the wall enough times going up against Golden State to where, all right, I understand his decision. I don't necessarily think it's worthy of admiration or a whole lot of respect. It's like, ah, screw it. We've tried to beat these guys a few times. And what did they take them to in the last finals that Oklahoma City played against Golden State?
Right.
They went, I think OKC was up 2-0 in that best of seven.
Oh, they were. They were up 3-1. They ended up getting 3-1.
So they went at least six games, and he said, "Ah, screw it. I'll just go play with Steph and get out there with Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and go do that."
I'm not a Durant guy either.
If Kyrie Irving feels like he's in a position to do that, like at this point, it's like you haven't even tried it yet. You know, let's see what happens next year. And if it's, you know, if it's a bad fit and it's not working and, you know, God forbid they don't play well together, him and Hayward, and Brad Stevens' coaching doesn't work out, fine. Go take your tour. Go do your world domination tour and have everybody kiss your feet and try and convince you to go there. But this seems like, when we're talking about best fits for players, if you're asking me right now what it's going to feel like a year from now, I would say that the Celtics would be the best fit for Kyrie. That's what it feels like. So if he's already thinking about embarking on this thing, which I have no reason to believe he is, but that would be disappointing.
I would just say this, though. Do you think he's committed to the Celtics?
No.
I don't think he is either.
Not yet. They haven't really tried it yet. They went as long as he could before he had to tap out. But even with that brief experiment, it didn't include Gordon Hayward.
Mm.
Let's try it first. So, yeah, he wouldn't be committed to something he hasn't really even done yet. Let's do it. Let's do it next season.
All right, what more does he have to be sold on, do you think?
To see if it actually works. On paper, this is a phenomenal team. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it not only doesn't work, but they don't get the inkling that it's going to. You know, it didn't work the first year in Miami when LeBron went down there. They didn't win a championship their first year at the Big Three, but they knew they had enough to where they could. So I think in order to convince him and get him to commit, he's going to have to at the very least see that, okay, this has potential to do great things here.
I wonder if they risk alienating him just because they're in on other players. Not just the LeBron thing. Other players.
Well, he's seen it all. Kyrie. He's seen it all in this league.
I mean, if that's what he's about, if what Mike and Quincy is saying, that, you know, this guy wants that recruitment, he wants that star treatment, he wants to be the guy, does that mean the Celtics can't look to make upgrades on their roster? They've got to make sure. You know, the same way it was in Cleveland. Kyrie couldn't handle not being the best player on the team.
Hey,
he couldn't handle that.
Beetle, for a guy,
do they have to make sure that they coddle him and make sure they don't go after other players?
This is why if LeBron James is serious about taking a call and talking to you about coming here, you have to do it.
Pick up the phone.
You pick up
the
damn phone and do it. Damn right.
And every time Kyrie Irving speaks, I'm more convinced of it.
Right? What do you want, LeBron for 3 years or Kyrie for one?
Meanwhile, Wojbomb. The San Antonio Spurs reportedly turned down an
skin
offer
spore
from the Celtics for star forward Kawhi Leonard prior to the trade deadline last season. The Spurs declined Boston's advances and did not make a counteroffer, so they did not engage, but the Celtics took a run at Kawhi Leonard. Wojnarowski added in his report that while the Spurs remain resistant to trading Leonard, the Lakers and 76ers have emerged as interested parties as well.
Mm.
Of course, he had the quad injury last year that limited his playing.
That was a long quad injury.
Yeah, long, long time that he was off the floor. Played just 9 games last season. So there was a strained relationship there between him, his teammates, his coach. It was clearly a problem. He clearly shut it down after the doctors thought he was okay to come back, but the Celtics made a run at him during the course of the season last year, which begs the question, will they go after him again this offseason, now that the season is over, despite the resistance? And then you have to ask this question, is that going to annoy Kyrie too? Are these things going to annoy him? Is he going to be upset?
Okay.
You got to go to the phones. I can't go to the phones. I don't have the ability.
Mine is
to.
Stuck now. Hold on.
I've been texting trying to explain the issue.
Let's go to DJ. DJ are up in Plymouth. Hey, DJ, what's up? DJ.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, Beetle.
Hey.
What's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Hey, first time, long time. Beetle, I tapped the app. I have the app.
There you go.
You do tap that app. That app is awesome.
Tap that app.
So I think Kyrie, what his issue is he's going to be the one getting traded by Trader Danny. Then they bring in LeBron to clear the salary. And he's worried about Danny sending him to a dumpster fire when he's on one of the best teams in the NBA.
Oh, that's a good phone.
Yeah, but yeah, I get his point, though, that Kyrie is worried.
You.
That Kyrie is fearful of Danny moving him.
Without having a conversation
really
about it, you just hear about that stuff? Yes! Listening to you two. I'd be worried if he listened to 5 seconds.
I mean,
of
for sitting there, you're like, hey,
Zolak and or Bertrand, because
did
that's
you
all
watch
you want.
Rozier
that's
the last two
want.
Games? You're really worried about
Look
moving
Look at Danny
me?
Ainge's past. Look at his past. He'll trade anybody. He will.
Well, for the big trade guy. Me, though. I came in and
he traded Kyrie for...
He traded Isaiah after he was about to be the next great Celtic. He said, yeah, you got a hip problem.
Yeah, but
you're
he was,
gone.
He was hurt. There's nothing wrong with me. Other than
guys
the,
out there at the
me.
Summer League in Vegas talking about max contracts, and Danny says, oh, really? How about I just trade you instead? Bye! And that's exactly what he did. See ya! And then some of that hasn't worked out. Oh, Perk? Or trade Perk and replace him with Shaq? Yeah, that didn't work out.
Kyrie, you complain? Oh, you have wire in your knee. Remember that?
Right.
Remember that wire was wrapped around your kneecap?
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe he doesn't want to fully commit to the Celtics and say, oh, yes, I like it here, and then have himself, you know, get traded because he realizes that's a possibility. As I say, do you think he's committed to the Celtics? No. Are the Celtics committed to him? Maybe not. Oof. Maybe not. Maybe that's a two-way street.
Might be.
They're about as committed to each other at the same amount. Celtics are not unwilling to move him. And so he's not going to fall in love with the Celtics and say all nice things. He's just going to say, I'm going to stay in the present. I'm going to stay in the present.
I think they want to stay in the present, see how the knee reacts.
In the present. Work on winning a championship. Working on staying healthy. Working on that rehab. 617-779-0985. Kyrie Irving with comments yesterday ahead of his Uncle Drew movie. Did he talk about the movie at all? Were there comments in there?
Maybe he's upset the movie so bad.
So there were some things said about the movie. I don't want to hear them. Don't play them. I don't care about that. I'm just wondering if at all the stuff I saw yesterday, including some very lengthy videos, none of it included talking about his movie. Who cares about the movie, Kyrie? Nobody cares about that. Also, some latest reports on LeBron James, where he might be not going because he doesn't like a particular city. He has maybe ruled out a team because he doesn't like the city, according to one report. We get that. Don't forget, coming up at 10:50. We want to sell you something. We do. I want to sell you a t-shirt. I'll tell you details on that coming up at 10:50 as the first Zolak and Bertrand t-shirt goes for sale. All that on the way. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox and Orioles wrap up their three-game set this afternoon. Sox looking to sweep in Baltimore after they took Game 2 last night, 6-4. Alex Cora, happy with the offense?
We're good at bats. We were patient enough. Ruffy got a pitch up in the zone and put a good swing on it, and Benny hit a changeup, I think it was. I don't know how many times we walked today, but it seems like there was traffic all over the place, and the quality of the bats were good.
Today it'll be Chris Sale getting the start, 3-0-5. He's 5-4 on the year with a 2.83 ERA. Once again, 3.05 this afternoon. Patriots canceled OTAs for the rest of the week. Tom Brady not at the voluntary workout yesterday. You know where he was? Playing golf, reportedly, with Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler ahead of the U.S. Open, which begins tomorrow. And the Revolution are in San Jose tonight.
He's down at Shinnecock?
They were, I believe, at a course nearby where Mickelson had a couple of practice rounds scheduled. Earthquakes play host to the Revolution tonight at 10:30. That game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Core Golf in Natick. This Father's Day, give Dad the Core gift card to experience what everyone's been raving about at Core Golf. Buy right online at Core Golf. That's KOHR golf.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gary, what's the audience that you're hoping that will come out and be drawn to this movie?
I feel like it hits different audiences. It's just really family-oriented, a lot of life lessons in it, an incredible cast, just real subtle comedy as well as some great timely comedic moments. So I'm looking forward to the reception of that it garners, and I'm excited that I got to be part of this amazing project.
The movie's gonna suck. It's so obvious. Just watch the trailer, you see how terrible it is. And then you got your pitch man here, Kyrie. Man, he gets you excited for that movie, huh?
Oh, I'm really excited about that.
It sure does. It's going to be a really quick movie.
It's going to be a really good movie. Yeah, I'm just really excited about it.
Yeah.
Key comedic moments.
What?
No, I just
way to sell it, kid. Hollywood must love you.
I had this guy named Andrew and kind of shortened his name up. Just call him Uncle Drew now. Yeah, so that's how he came up with the movie. And it's really named after a guy named Andrew. Kind of shortened the name up. And we were going to want to call him Unc, but it's like kind of too much slang. So we just call Uncle Drew.
And it's a comedy, right?
Yeah, it's a basketball comedy where
Kyrie strike you as funny?
No.
Timely comedic moments.
That timely comedic moments.
Timely comedic moments. I saw Mrs. You know what?
You saw Mrs. Doubtfire?
I saw Mrs. Doubtfire.
That was
I don't need this.
Okay, that was Robin Williams.
Right. A comic.
That was a comic. That was a comedic genius.
A man
genius.
That was funny.
Robin Williams.
And you know what else I saw? Big Mama's House. Like,
real
this is...
comedy.
This is a copy off it. And then you throw in Shaq, one of the worst actors of all time. He's not even an actor. So don't even give him the credit for being an actor.
Shaq's not the main character, though.
I know. But all the previews have him in it, which makes me want to not see it.
Don't forget the cross promo with the General. So there's a big tie in there. General Auto Insurance.
You know, I used to be poor and need crappy insurance. And so when I did, I used the General. But not anymore.
I have the General when I was younger. What? What?
When I needed it, that's why I went with the General. Oh, man. But I will say,
My poor ass was so broke I couldn't afford to pay attention.
That movie is going to be terrible. But it just the fact that he had a hell of a press conference for it is, I mean, that's great. What percentage of this time at the podium was spent on LeBron, the future, contracts versus Uncle Drew? Oh, yeah. So what is that movie thing you're doing there?
Well, there's no...
A lot of life lessons in it. Incredible cast.
Incredible cast, life lesson. He's really selling it, man. He's really convincing me.
Incredible cast.
There's no point in having a press conference for it. Everybody knows what it is.
You ever see the movie Titanic? That had an incredible cast.
Wait, Titanic?
How about Goodfellas? Incredible cast. And you're even,
Well, Titanic, I mean, it had Leonardo, Kate Winslet, whom I enjoyed.
Right, Billy Zane.
I'm a fan.
Incredible.
You had the lady from Misery.
How about...
Kathy Bates.
Yep.
Now we're talking about the best cast movies going.
Leo?
Are we talking just based on star power for best
Rose.
Cast?
Rose!
Yeah, that was her name.
Who's the guy that ran a ship that was in Twister?
He was the captain.
With the glasses, yeah.
You know, there are some well-cast movies with big stars that doesn't mean it's going to be a good movie. Just because you have a good cast doesn't mean you have a good movie.
No.
I'm talking about the archaeological ship that they were pulling it up. He was in Twister. What's his name? Damn it.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton. Yes.
He's dead.
I know. He just died this year.
Yeah.
I think he died more than whatever. A year ago. I think he died a few years ago. He died young. That's too bad. Very unfortunate. Got a great cast. It's going to be a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
I hope everyone comes to see it. I hope everyone comes to see my movie.
Timely comedic moments.
Timely comedic moments.
Well, you've got me hook, line, and sinker, kid. When does it start? When can I get my tickets?
Yeah.
I go Lux level for that one.
Yeah, you know, we're there watching this show called...
Get a box of snow caps.
Yeah, you know, that one where the boss goes and they dress him up and he fools all the employees. What's the name of that movie? Hidden Boss or something.
Undercover Boss.
And we thought, hey, man, there's my uncle. I know him. I look like him. I'm going to dress up like him. And we're going to fool everybody. Comic moments.
Real subtle comedy.
We'll see what management decides on LeBron, though. That was his answer. He had to give an answer. He had to say something. And so he went within the business. I've experienced it all, and I've seen a lot. We have that answer. We should play that. In this business, I've seen it all.
Kyrie, if there was an opportunity to have you reunited with LeBron James, is that something you'd be open to or against?
Like I said, in this business... I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot, so, we'll see what happens.
Are you dying?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Why don't you take a minute? I literally can't hear the sound that we're playing.
Okay, I'm good. I had my mic off. Something caught my throat.
That answer will stand up is him not wanting to play with LeBron. I don't know how anybody else could spin it otherwise. Because it's been spun that way in the last 24 hours, or less than 24 hours,
but for you guys, that's not even, I mean, for him, I get it, but for you guys, that's not even an issue. Get rid of him.
You're laughing.
Okay, well, that's maybe why he's annoyed, because maybe he senses that as a sentiment in and around Boston, not only just from, and please, I say this with a great deal of love and respect, idiots like you, or maybe even senses that from Celtics management. Like, they would get rid of me in a heartbeat if they could get LeBron here.
And maybe that's what he's thinking.
Oh.
And maybe that's why he's not as committed as, you might want to think he is.
He's hearing it and he's pissed.
Who's he pissed at, though?
Just pissed at the situation.
Like, the Celtics may have done nothing.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm probably not the guy.
Like, the Celtics at this point may have done nothing at all. May not have called anybody, may not have called LeBron. They may have done nothing to this point. And is he annoyed with them as of right now?
Imagine all the talks he had with Danny at Chipotle and the back and forth. And Danny talks about what a great relationship, and they talked about a ton of things. And, well, Danny, how'd you put the big three together originally? You know, Danny gave him all the inside details. And you know what other key little moves we made over the years? And this guy to swap this one for this one. And in the back of his mind, he's thinking, man, this guy's pretty good at moving people. And he's very creative.
Yeah.
And now you start hearing LeBron whispers on top of that, thinking, I got a guy in a GM that likes to make moves, that is cutthroat, and will do it if it works for the team. He'll blow up a team. Like, damn, this could really happen. I think he's bugged by it. I don't think he's pissed. I think he's bugged by it. I don't think he wants to deal with LeBron. Makes me want him. Makes me want him.
Every time I hear Kyrie speak now, I want LeBron more and more, and I'm going to trade Kyrie.
Yes!
Is that okay, Hardy?
Yes.
Is that all right? Is it okay to feel that way?
Not for Hardy.
To read him in the New York Times, to hear him speak yesterday, every time. It's like, oh, well, if LeBron's available and you get him, Kyrie, see you later.
Timely comedic moment. So.
Yes. This would be a timely comedic moment. Trading Kyrie and getting LeBron James. I'm more and more on board with it, is what I am. And I think that might be it. I think we may have figured it out. The Celtics aren't committed to him the same way he's not committed to them. They would trade him. Danny would trade him if he wanted to, if he needed to.
I mean, if he had a great year and knee held up, you know, they're probably not even blinking or thinking at it. The fact his knee is in the condition it's in.
It goes back to my point of yesterday.
You have to look.
You know what it goes back to? He didn't pick them, and they use the philosophy of if there's a great player available, we go after them.
You're right.
We go after them, and we try and get a deal done.
Hey, probably heard the Kawhi Leonard rumors too, right?
Exactly.
They all talk. I mean, they're all friends. Hey, wow. Boston tried to get him.
All right, coming up next, the details on how you can get a Zolak and Bertrand t-shirt, which are available starting today. All the details on that are next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, just like everybody else at the station, we've got a t-shirt now. Check it out at shop.985thesportshub.com. You can check it out on social media as well. I just posted a picture of Zoe modeling the t-shirt.
It's official.
It says on the front, "Sup, Zoe."
Hey, what's up?
It's got the Zolak and Bertrand TNR logo on the back, as I like to call it.
Yes.
We're all using that logo these days. And then there's a 98.5 The Sports Hub logo on the arm.
Yeah. You bang these out, you'll get another.
Yeah, these are the very preliminary
test run
of the t-shirts.
Though. Test run. It's going to allow us to do big things.
So we need you to go buy them.
A little market test here.
Yeah, we need you to buy them. But it's a good-looking shirt.
It's a nice shirt. It's a very nice quality, thick black t-shirt.
Wearing it right now. You're not going to take it off. That's going home with you.
That's going home with me. Hardy, you got one? What size is yours? Medium? You large? He's an L.
Yeah, he's got his large.
Large.
Large. Army part.
Zoe, is wearing that t-shirt, is you wearing that t-shirt like Derek Culler's going to the mall with his own jersey?
Well, this is awesome.
Look at me.
I'll wear this out all day.
You're not going to wear that out. Look at me. Take the sunglasses off. I want to look at your eyes.
No.
Look at me.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
I'm wearing a shirt.
Look at me.
So that's a bad pirate. Johnny Depp is a good pirate.
He's a bad pirate. Right.
Look at me.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
You can't wear that out.
I know you're trolling me right now. You're not going to wear that out like to Home Depot.
I can't wait to pump gas in this. I'll wear it out to eat tonight.
You will.
Where?
We're going to eat. Maybe go to Gavel.
What?
The Gavel in Rentham. Nice little place.
He's going to go out to eat. He's going to wear the t-shirt.
I'm going to walk in. Guess what everybody's going to do?
And he's.
What's up, Zoe?
Yeah, he's gonna be like Derek Culler wearing his own. There's Derek Culler, right?
No, because you're
game uniform.
You're white.
He wear his own uniform. Out. like, out of the house just to go out.
Your wife and two of your children were not allowed.
Capello just said he's wearing it. He bought one. He's wearing it at camp.
You know something? I know you're not wearing it out tonight because today's a special day and you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that to your wife.
Yeah, she won't wear it.
Right.
So they're available for sale right now at shop.985thesportshub.com. They just went up. They just went live.
Do they come in shimmels? They come in half shirts?
So I was getting a shirt pulled up now. So check it out. Go to our website, 985thesportshub.com, or shop.985thesportshub.com, and get yourself a limited edition, limited run. They're not going to last.
Zolak and Bertrand bras?
Sure.
Like, look at that.
Yeah, that's a nice look. That's how you should wear it out of your house.
What about for rednecks in like Western Mass?
You want to cut the sleeves off? You could cut the sleeves off, but
rednecks,
we sell them.
You cut the sleeves
we
off,
sell
guys.
Them with the sleeves. And it's up to you to cut them off.
Oh.
We sell them with sleeves.
We need to do the Zolak and Bertrand tattoo. You know, the iron on is you lick
temper.
It
you want temporary
lick
tattoos?
Lick and stick it, temporary. Yeah, for rednecks with want to cut the shirts off. Yeah. Like monster truck and tractor pool.
Well, we know that Zoe
Pats
likes
fans.
To casually haul 30 yards of mulch and put
that.
Them in his mulch beds. I think you'd be wearing this t-shirt too, and he'd look good doing
no,
it.
No, it's a clean t-shirt. I would not wear it for mulching. I have dirty t-shirts for that.
But it's a
black
t-shirt.
You're right. That's a good point. Mulching, you never know you get it on you.
That's right. You don't even have to wash
Boy,
it.
Boy, you smell like pine. Yeah, I was in a cab.
Belger Mass have sold out their t-shirts.
These will outsell all the
What
others.
Are they saying?
Misleading the public since 2009.
We suck.
Toucher and Rich sold out their shirts, the Hey Guys Hey shirt.
Steak and Eggs, I thought, right?
No. Hey Guys
oh,
Hey.
Hey Guys
just,
Hey.
Just said it. And then there's the Supso Zolak and Bertrand t-shirt. I got a good feeling that we're going to be able to sell ours out, too. Quickly. Let's do it quickly, right now. Head there, buy your shirt. Let's get on with this. Okay.
You just bought.
Yep. Yeah, someone else?
People bought them. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
More and more being sold. So that's the news. That's our big announcement today on
there
the t-shirt front.
Yep.
You want to get that. Limited edition. Limited run. Zoe's going to wear his out.
Get one for Souza. Looks like he hasn't showered in 4 weeks.
Is he back there today?
Yeah.
I didn't even see him.
Look at him. He's blended in with that pile of dirt
there.
Over there.
I didn't even know that we had someone else back there with T-Bone, outside of the intern.
Intern's quiet today.
Yeah, everybody's quiet back there today.
Seuss is starting to look like a rodeo clown.
No.
Oh, that's not nice.
He's starting to look like Chaka from Planet of the Apes. Remember Chaka? Land before time.
Who's the guy?
Lost.
Beetle, who's the guy who sings in the summertime? In the
summertime when the winter is fine.
Yes! Mungo Jerry. Google
hey,
in the summertime.
Mungo. Oh my God.
His new name.
Oh my God.
His new name's Mungo.
And look at the first picture that pops up when you Google in the
he
summertime.
He looks just like him.
What's up, Mungo?
He looks just like him.
He's Mungo Jerry.
Mungo Jerry Mason.
Boy, if you don't think that smell can permeate a video, watch that video and see if you can't tell me how bad those guys stink sitting around
all sweaty in the
doing
summertime.
Their little half-ass 1970 crap music video. Just smelly, stinky dudes, like probably barefoot, B.O., bad breath.
Do you know what I need right now? Before the I want a sales update on how the T-shirts are doing after 6 minutes on sale. Is that possible? I want to know if there was a big run. Like when a concert goes on sale? it's sold out in 90 seconds.
Yeah, Beatles bought five and it's already on eBay. Beatles put all this on eBay.
Let's see. Oh, wow! There's six T-shirts left! They're almost sold out!
Yeah!
No.
Almost sold
That's
out.
How we do it!
That's what I just
That's
got the text!
It. That's how we do it.
Wow.
Thank you.
That might be the fastest
Thank
sellout
you.
We've had.
God.
I want to know when it's sold out.
You know what's coming next? The Zolak caricatures of the show. I'm going to put them on the front.
Two more gone. Four T-shirts left.
Four left.
Four T-shirts left. So there are people that are putting in the credit card info right now to get them.
This is like Home Shopping Network.
And someone's
this is great.
Yes, it is.
Cross one off on the bottom, cross it off.
Yes, it is. We do not offer value pay. You must pay all at once.
Well, four easy payments of $5.
Value pay six payments.
Next time you buy me twos, I'll take a picture with you with them.
$3 and change. Out, gone, sold out. Sold out. Whoa! In 8 minutes, the t-shirts are gone.
We got. We
boom.
Just set the record.
Suck done. Done. Play the song again. Play
Snake.
It.
Snake it.
Play it. I need Mongo Jerry.
Dance
Jerry.
Mongo. Dance
Jerry.
Mongo.
Mongo Jerry. Yeah.
This is our new selling t-shirt song. Did that really happen? Did we sell out?
Gone.
7 minutes?
Yeah. 7 minutes. Gone. In the
summertime. Oh. Why would we sell more?
I'm going to sell mine on eBay.
What's happening?
What if I wore mine for 4 hours? How much would someone pay to buy it off my back?
Take her out for a meal. Artie's putting his in a sweater box right now to make sure it stays mint.
Look at me doing the Old Navy fold. It's nice.
You look like Old Navy.
Pick one of these up at the Gap, no problem.
Right.
Displays the logo nicely.
Nice. They're gone.
Nice job, people.
Gone.
Good listeners. Good listeners.
Sold out. Gone. That didn't last long. Nice work, everybody. Nice work. Artie's going to give us headlines. We come back. We're going to talk about the Patriots canceling the remainder of their OTAs. That's on the way.